Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you by our invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul. Ubiquitous audience, one and all, thank you for joining us. We're here now going into our sixth year of doing three daily audio podcasts and a YouTube offering each and every day. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Please do give us the thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so and continue to listen in here at the shows, always interacting with our daily polls, where you can leave message, voicemail message at my shows here each and every day concerning upcoming guests, topics of discussion, always the broad array of subjects we talk about daily here, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Today's episode will be about 30 to 45 minutes. It's going to revisit something that I've talked about in archival shows, Shaolin temples and meditation overall. In today's episode, after a quick 10-second break, basically we'll do two parts of the show today, talking about Taoist and training of breathing, especially unique to the Shaolin warriors, which I've talked about before, unlocking the inner warrior within. So let's take that deep calming breath. When we come right back, we'll start out talking about deep meditation and breathing, isolating breathing in this episode. This goes hands in hand with also one of my shows, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, before all kids from 1 to 92, where we talk about everything in the genre of health, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll come right back and talk about our weekly coherence meetings, which coincidentally, at the time of this taping on Tuesday the 16th, there'll be another one this Tuesday evening, as in every Tuesday evening, Eastern Standard Time. That's a guided meditation. I'm an audience member there. That's led by Seth Lee Brzezinski. We'll talk about that a little bit more at the end of this show. Let's take that 10-second break. We come back, we'll talk about breathing. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, and thanks for doing so. Yeah. A little bit of information before we get started here. I recently listened to a very informative, I think it was an 8-video series by Francesco Garipoli. And if you're not familiar with him, the name is Francesco Garipoli. Would highly recommend you seek out his works in regards to a lot about what you're going to hear here. My own fascination with this has been intensified over the last couple of years, in the last handful of months for sure, as I'm engrossed in yet another bucket list for me in retirement, continuing in these self-enrichment programs that I've been doing, to include teaching myself, actually self-teaching myself Mandarin with all of these techniques that I've talked about before in other episodes. But I also love the culture, the history, and of course, way back when, in the series Kung Fu, in the television series in the 60s, 70s, with David Carradine. First of all, he actually did go to a Shaolin temple to train and get the histrionics of playing that part. And I believe he actually really played the flute that was in pretty much the opening episode. That might be out for discussion, but he did indeed go. So that appreciation has always emanated from my overall appreciation of history overall, and then it ties into the Mandarin culture part. it's part of a program to have my granddaughter tutor me next summer in Mandarin. So, where we do these shows daily, I've talked a lot about these things over the last few weeks, months. So thanks for being patient and trying to fill in the void for those of you that may be here for the first time in a very quick abbreviated synopsis of the aforementioned archival shows. Please do check us out in that regard to bring yourself up to snuff. BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour continues to be a podcast that explores here today the power of breath and heart-brain coherence for optimal health and well-being. I'm still your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill, along with my two church mice, Peter and Paul, and my two cats, Brady and Brody. The show features inspiring stories, hopefully perceived as such, practical techniques, and ancient wisdom to help you cultivate inner peace, balance, and resilience. And we'll be talking a lot more about that with in-studio guests, my friend Tim Doyle over in China. Maybe not so much uniquely to this subject here, but certainly the breathing element and his broad expansion. Tim's been a guest on my show a few times. Looking forward to Tim's return, perhaps in February, and he'll have a lot of key points on this subject matter also. So the Tao, or Taoist, T-A-O, of the breath, unlocking the inner warrior within. Inner balance where breath meets stillness. We're going to share Shaolin warrior references and Taoist principles to guide us on our journey towards inner mastery. We'll also be providing tonight, as I said, a guided meditation, not so much specifically on this subject, but for sure a breath work, and I'll highlight a little bit more what we're actually going over in that said meeting at the end of the show. But we've talked about the breath work for sure there, and the exercises that we practice wherever, at home, out in the woods, in nature, wherever you do your meditations. So deep calming breath, let's segue in here a little bit about fractal breathing, the vital spark unveiling the power of breath in every human life, from inhaling to exhaling, a journey through the rhythm of existence beyond the air, exploring the breath's impact on body, mind, and spirit, mind, body, and soul. Unseen forces, unmatched power, the untold story of breath and its role in humanity, unlocking the inner wellspring, harnessing the power of breath for optimal living. Breathe deep, breath work. Breath is life. Prana power, we'll get into that in an upcoming show. Conscious breathing, mindful moments, breathing for better living, lung love, air to thrive, inner alchemy, vitality through breath, yoga, inspiration in my warehouse for geriatrics, tai chi, kung fu, qigong, meditation practice, wellness journey, holistic health and stress relief, and inner peace. So Tao of the breath, unlocking the inner warrior within. Welcome back to today's episode, the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour, where I'm delving into the depths of holistic well-being, hopefully to empower you to become the architect of your own health and happiness. In this episode today, we're embarking on a journey to the very core of our being, exploring the art of heart-brain coherence and mastering the art of actually being the leader of your breath. Quick interjection here, going back to some archival shows, we talked about pushing the limit beyond the five senses, which we've been brainwashed to believe within those five senses that we're in a limited box. We're challenging ourselves and everyone else to go beyond that limit. And I often reference another series I just recently listened to, Joe Dispenza, 13-part video series that very eloquently was a great series talking about getting to the sweet spot, checking the egos at the door, leaving the 95 percentile from Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world that most of us have been in for years, the vortex of the monkey mind and how that can affect your future vortex. We're aspiring and getting to the sweet spot in the middle. So there's components and segments of the big patchwork quilt that a pocket that carry holistic medicine is. You've heard me use the analogy many times, the big jigsaw puzzle, multi-piece, snapping together, one star seed at a time, if you will, in synchronicity, but also synergistically with many modalities and all these subjects we talk about. Meditation, Reiki, Tai Chi, Qigong, physical workouts, health, nutrition, longevity, getting in touch with the innate trait that's in all human bodies to help the body balance itself and heal itself. So the warrior's breath, a legacy forged in the crucible of time. Throughout history, warriors have honed their minds and bodies to achieve peak performance. From the Stoic Spartans to the legendary Shaolin monks, breath control has been a cornerstone of their training, a secret weapon forged in the crucible of time. The Taoist connection in Taoism, breath is not merely air, but qi, the vital energy that flows through all living things. Mastering your breath is akin to harnessing the life force, allowing you to cultivate inner strength, clarity, and resilience. Some of the science of the heart-brain coherence we've definitely talked about for 6 months at the aforementioned freedomsnap.org each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by Seth Lee Brzezinski. But I've been talking about it in one way, shape, or form on all of these shows for going into my sixth year and practicing a lot of this for a really long time. And you all know how I practice everything. That's the beauty, in my humble opinion, of my workouts for geriatrics. We do freelancing. We'll get back to that more. So I don't do this. I probably make Shaolin monks and experts around the world cower when I do my forms of the exercise. I'm not looking for style points. This is unique to what works for me. How you manifest it and utilize it, I strongly would recommend it. But you don't have to. We talked a lot about that. If you take salon lessons or whatever, it's a lot of the old mindsets that sometimes we're still trying to get out of. We have to keep up with the Joneses, or, oh, I have to do it as well as Mrs. Murphy in the corner of the salon. No, you don't. No, you don't. Those are other shows that we talk about. So, modern science echoes the ancient wisdom. Studies reveal that synchronized heart and brain activity, known as heart-brain coherence, leads to a cascade of benefits, including reduced stress, improved emotional regulation, and enhanced cognitive function. So, being the leader of your breath by doing so will make you be the leader of your breath. So how do we become the leaders of our breath? Orchestrating this symphony, an analogy I've made many times, the cacophony of, you know, the orchestra warming up in the pit, if you will, before the music blends together. My crazy analogies. So before you're organizing this symphony of the heart and mind, we'll explore powerful techniques. Upcoming shows through the year, and hopefully having more guests with expertise within, and we will, as co-hosts and guests of my show, diaphragmatic breathing, synopsize couple sentences here. This deep abdominal breathing technique calms the nervous system and promotes heart-brain coherence, Another form we'll talk about is alternate nostril breathing. Great practice. The ancient practice balances the flow of energy in the body, fostering inner peace and clarity. And last but certainly not least, mindful breathing meditation. By simply observing your breath without judgment, you cultivate awareness, and break free from sometimes the tyranny of our thoughts, self-inflicted. Again, the old monkey minds, those are things with these intuitive groups that we're also trying to change. Join me in this transformative practice. Throughout the week, we talk a lot about that at Workouts for Geriatrics and at the Coherence meetings each and every Tuesday. Dedicate a few minutes each day to indeed being the leader of your breath. Exercises just to isolate those here amongst the many that just overall enhances your meditation, physical workout routine, and coherence. However you do that in your own repertoire, dynamic demographic, your house, your salon, in nature, please do interchange those types of things with me over and above the daily polls. Interact. Please, respectfully so, keeping us fresh for all these shows that we do daily. Some, I don't know, we're broaching 1,840 consecutive days of doing shows. Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Goofing around on my water fast, listening to the Beatles at the moment. So let's take a deep calming breath. We'll come back, we'll wrap this up in an extended version of part two, where we'll delve deeper into the specific breathwork techniques and share some hopefully deceived and perceived as such in our continuing perception of hopefully being perceived as a harbinger of good information and how mastering your breath can transform your life. Breathe deeply, lead consciously, and remember the path to inner mastery begins with a single, mindful inhale. Let's take that deep, calming breath right now, and we'll come back for part two of today's show. Continuing in the realm of breath and its inner mastery. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. This will be the extended last segment of the show. We'll go another probably 15 minutes. Thanks for joining us again today. So welcome back to part two of our journey into the realm of breath and inner mastery. In the first part, we explored the connection between breath, heart-brain coherence, and the ancient wisdom of Taoism and Shaolin warriors. Now let's take a deeper dive into practical techniques for cultivating inner balance, peace, and calm, paving the path for optimum health and well-being. Deep calming breath, cultivating the stillness within. Achieving inner balance is not about eliminating all external chaos, but about finding an unwavering stillness within ourselves, the neutral spot in the middle, the sweet spot. Check the ego, leave it at the door, we're all apes. So finding that unwavering stillness within ourselves, even amidst the storm, and you can take the connotation of storm however you'd like to, including the weather connotation and pink noise storm, all the storms that are festering into a huge cauldron of fecal matter around the world, literally and figuratively. So by attaining stillness within ourselves, cultivated through breath work and mindful awareness, allowing that to become the fertile ground, with no influence of fecal matter, by the way, for true breath, true health, and happiness to allow us all to blossom. So deepening your practice, let's explore some powerful techniques to refine your breath work and deepen your connection to your inner stillness. Archivally, we talked about counting the breaths. This simple practice brings focus to the present moment and quiets the mind. You can inhale for whatever count works for yourself. I don't go by whatever somebody's standard is. Take a count of four, hold it for four, and exhale for four, and then hold for four. But that's the process I'd like you to try, again, going beyond the senses as we've known them. I do it for intake of seven, blow out four, and repeat that four times, and then actually hold it for seven and blow out for four. You do what you can do comfortably, safely, and as always, within your health restrictions, limitations, you know, you go to your physician for sure on that, your lung capacity and all of that kind of stuff medically. But visualization, imagine your breath as a cleansing wave washing over your body. I relate to the ocean quite a bit when I try to tune into my holographs. And a little bit of holograms. You say potato, I say potato. I've talked about that archivally. Fine-tuning the static on radio, if you will, and the inception of television, tuning it in way back in the 50s for me with rabbit ears and tinfoil, vertical hold, horizontal hold, static, the white dot for 15 seconds, sometimes 15 minutes. Whatever works for yourself. Breathe in calm blue light, exhale golden light. Try to visualize that and try to visualize the impurities leaving your body while you do so. Always focus on something that brings you joy, a tree, a pet, a loved one, a sibling, a child, your grandmother, your grandfather, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, a walk in nature, whatever it is that truly brings you joy. Focus on that. Feel that smile. Let that smile arise naturally through these breathing exercises. Upcoming shows and archival shows, we'll do both actions of. We've talked a lot about walking and meditating. I do it a real lot. Works for me. Combine mindful breathing with gentle movement. Focus on the sensations of your body as you walk. Synchronizing your breaths with your steps. We'll have some more videos. I know I'm tardy on the videos, those of you that joined the show. There's some videos coming up at Workouts for Geriatrics where we will revisit all of this over the upcoming weeks, for sure. So integrating breath and movement, gentle yoga, again, my knockoffs of, which is a knockoff from the formalized silver sneakers through Anthem. And then, of course, there's many online and in your local studios and with professional trainers, which I am not. These all work for me. They're free. And I do knockoffs on all of these. Gentle yoga postures can be combined with breath work to further enhance inner balance and flexibility. We combine that at the shows, Workouts for Geriatrics, resistance bands, free weights. In a lot of Qigong moves that, you know, again, self-improvised, that would make the pros probably cringe watching this old man do it. It's okay. It doesn't matter. It works for me. It's my routine, just like it's yours. We're not looking for style points. Let that inhibition go. That's part of what got us here, by the way. Try simple stretches like the cat-cow pose. We've talked about that. I'll elaborate moving forward. Cobra pose, child's pose, focusing on coordinating your breath with each movement. I'll elaborate on those more and check out the archival shows. So go beyond your exercise mat, if you will, your floor, your room, your space, your quiet zone, whatever. Remember that breath work is not combined and just confined to your yoga mat or your meditation cushion. Both are excellent tools. Understand what I'm saying, please. Incorporate it into your daily life. Practice conscious breathing while whatever you're doing, washing the dishes, walking in nature, you know, putting files away at the file cabinet if that's your job, whatever you do at your work, whatever, practice that breathing. Oxygenate your blood, oxygenate your head. Every inhale is an opportunity to reconnect with your inner stillness. My call to action for this episode is embark on this journey of inner exploration and dedication with a lot of patience, because it's a lot of old foibles that you're trying to break. Conditions, mindsets, literally and figuratively brainwashing. However many decades you may have been around, or minutes or days or whatever within your chronology, kids from 1 to 92. If you're of the human persuasion, you're affected by all of this, very much by design in a lot of instances over the decades. So observe the shifts within. Notice how your inner balance leads to reduced stress when you try it, improve sleep, and a renewed sense of well-being on the health side. Remember, the path to optimum health begins with a sinful and single, not sinful, single, mindful breath. Join me the next time for, I don't know, part three, whatever, semantics. We do these shows daily, where we'll explore the power of breath work for emotional healing and resilience. Until then, breathe deeply, cultivate stillness, and radiate peace from within, you and from without you. Remember to incorporate the fact that Grandpa Bill's storytelling hopefully is gleaned as a harbinger of good information. My capacity as a conduit, putting you in touch, the porcelain conduit, in touch with all of these authors, meditators, subjects at hand, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, expertise within, upcoming guests, repeat guests, new guests, again, all interacting at my message boards to do that too. It's pretty much where I do everything, booking, everything. Guided meditations, breathwork exercises for listeners to practice, uplifting music and sound effects to create a calming and immersive atmosphere. I think I just did a blog, or it's in my notes to release a blog, about the Shaolin flute, and I made a reference. That's what David Carradine, whether he was actually playing it or not, I'm not sure I can attest to that. I was led to believe that he was playing it, but he actually did go to China and study with Shaolin monks to assume the role that he played in Kung Fu in the TV series. Whenever that was, when was that, in the 70s? With my wonderful memory. Might have been the late 60s, but in any event, remember to incorporate those things, uplifting music. I just listened to some beautiful Shaolin music on my overnight meditation and water fast. It's beautiful, and I've been listening to a lot of Mandarin-influenced music and Japanese-influenced music. So in closing, as again, refreshing in the opening and what I've mentioned daily, pretty much for 6 months since I've been going there, and since the inception of the freedomsnap.org, we extend a heartfelt gratitude to each one of you who participated in our recent session. This is direct from Seth in his emails to us informing about the subject matter, actually at the time of this taping, that will be entailed on our January 16th meeting a little bit later today at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Verbatim from that newsletter, obviously directed to myself in this case. Join us for a powerful meditation on balancing and healing, and there's a link to do so in the description of this show. So many people want lasting change to occur, yet so few are willing to do the internal work required to initiate this type of change. I'm now verbatim quoting Seth Leif Brzezinski, our guide at those said meetings, via the email reminding me and all of you that are already on board about the meeting tonight. And every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at freedomsnap.org. So at what point do we wake up and realize that the root cause of change begins within our individual perception? Again, verbatim quoting Seth. And then from there, when do we take responsibility for changing ourselves instead of waiting for someone or something else to create the lasting change that so many of us want? The sentence above that I just said, verbatim, poor Seth, is from a post that he published a few days ago. Got a lot of interest within our mix of followers, and they're pretty extensive at his website, social media, and freedomsnap.org and Gaia. It got a lot of interest because of this. We are going to be focusing on inspiration to do inner work, in quotation marks, direct quoting Seth from his newsletter to myself about the context of tonight. So for our next coherence meditation tonight, Tuesday, January 16th, at the time of this taping, at 3 p.m. Pacific and or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, It is fascinating to watch, quotation marks, pop spirituality become mainstream in our Western culture. However, even though everybody's trying to look spiritual, most are not really doing the inner work. And the ones who are doing the inner work struggle with embodying the levels of coherence that truly prep us to have breakthroughs. Join us tonight, if you can, or whenever you hear this, each and every Tuesday in subsequent meetings, and archivally, by the way, for some 6 months. And tonight we'll get into the coherent, well, Seth will. This is all verbatim from Seth, again, reading his newsletter to me and the other recipients of the folks that are amongst the 100 monkey minds already there. We're always looking for more. Join us. So continuing, finishing up with Seth's newsletter about the context and contents of tonight, we will get into coherence and create the inspiration to continue going deep into meditation now and forever. So hope to see you all such short notice at this taping. But if not tonight, moving forward, we warmly invite you to participate in this live interactive session this Tuesday evening, 6 p.m., and each and every other, and of course the time zones as they fall, respectively. I'm in the Eastern time zone, so I always go by the 6 p.m. Eastern time zone, obviously 3 p.m. Pacific time. Access the live Zoom session through the link provided, freedomsnap.org/Seth, and you can follow that link for all of those links to get to the meetings. And for those preferring to use YouTube, tune into the Cosmic Gaia Community channel, and you can explore previously recorded sessions using the same YouTube link there. With love and peace at heart, that is from Seth and the freedomsnap.org team. I'm a member of audience-wise, so I'll just concur to what Seth said. I most assuredly feel in my heart what he says so well as the wordsmith and guide of our meetings. So a few reminders, stay updated with our sessions by joining our YouTube channel, Cosmic Gaia Community channel, and setting the alerts. Find the latest link for our weekly Tuesday events there, and add to your calendar button for easy scheduling. Access the live event by clicking those links, best hashtags and titles. We'll see you all there. We'll say bye-bye for now. Continue to pay it forward. Everybody knows somebody in pain, suffering, agony. All wild animals out of their environment, domesticated animals. There are people, plants on this planet, hopefully continuing to be perceived as the harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, putting in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, doctors, lawyers, all of the above, with our global exposure here at the podcast show. It's been blessed on that. That's all due to yourselves. Thank you for those that gave me such great accolades at both Spotify and Buzzsprout last year. Continue to listen in. I was blessed to have some really good reviews as host. Most of those are posted on BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour on Apple. We'll say bye-bye for today. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.